Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Straight across for automobiles and everything else will be a straight across tariff of 15%.
President says Europe agrees to buy more American energy and military equipment. Israel says it's temporarily stopping military attacks in three areas of Gaza for 10 days to allow more aid in. Prime Minister Netanyahu says all aid has not been stopped. Israeli military repeating its claim that nobody's starving in Gaza. Saying the opposite, American doctors volunteering in Gaza hospitals, UN officials in Gaza, aid groups, and UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk.
When we think it can't get worse, it gets worse. Children are starving and dying in front of our eyes.
This is ABC News. Ahead this week, a major monthly economic snapshot. On Friday, the Labor Department jobs and unemployment surveys for July. ABC's Dave Packer.
Analysts predict employment in July to have increased by 102,000 jobs after rising by 147,000 jobs in June. Also Friday, the 1st of August, is President Trump's deadline for trade negotiations with a number of countries, and higher tariffs could kick in, bringing in more economic volatility.
Thailand and Cambodian leaders will meet in Malaysia tomorrow for talks to end their deadly border dispute, says the Thai Prime Minister's office. High temps and dry conditions helping spread wildfires in Greece, Bulgaria, Turkey, Albania, and Montenegro. Hundreds of black women marched today along the Copacabana beachfront in Rio de Janeiro to denounce structural racism, demand justice, and call for reparations for black people. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Increasing clouds with showers and storms moving in after midnight. Patchy fog is possible. Some pockets of heavy rain with a low of 72. Leftover showers possible around daybreak tomorrow, then partly cloudy, hot and very muggy. Heat indices just over 100. And we have a heat advisory for the WRCO listening area from noon until 8 p.m. tomorrow. And we should reach a high of 93 and increasing clouds and humid tomorrow night. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the overnight. Some heavy rains are possible with a low of 71. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 91 degrees with a heat index of 100.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, July 27th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. A recent Milwaukee Journal Sentinel analysis found the number of immigration arrests in Wisconsin has doubled since President Donald Trump's second term began. According to the analysis, the average number of ICE arrests in the state jumped from 37 per month to 85 per month. The analysis also found that the rate of people without criminal records being arrested in the state is 5 times higher compared to the end of President Joe Biden's term. That includes people who are accused of immigration violations, which are mostly civil offenses, not criminal offenses. A group of juveniles arrested following an altercation on the UW-Madison campus. UW-Madison police responded Wednesday night to a report of disturbance involving 7 to 10 people at Memorial Union Terrace. An investigation revealed the incident stemmed from an earlier incident involving two groups. Police said one suspect used pepper spray on members of the other group, and at least one punch was thrown. One person was cited for disorderly conduct, underage alcohol consumption, and assaultive behavior. Police are continuing to investigate and are looking for more suspects. A tornado pushed through the northeast Wisconsin on Wednesday. The National Weather Service in Green Bay is confirming an EF1 tornado touched down in Keshena during Wednesday's severe weather. Menominee tribal officials say no one was injured, but the twister did do significant damage to homes, businesses, and county property and knocked out power to the area. Crews worked all day on Thursday to restore electricity. Did you know that the DNR has adaptive equipment you can borrow? Melissa Kay has the story.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds visitors that state parks, forests, and recreation areas offer a variety of universal recreation options across the state. With July being Disability Pride Month, the DNR is reminding of the equipment available to borrow, such as adaptive kayaks, all-terrain wheelchairs and beach wheelchairs, and amenities such as accessible fishing piers, universal play areas, and barrier-free accessible cabins for camping.
It takes great people.
Thank you, Melissa. And WRCO's annual Walk with Grace radio auction starts tomorrow and runs through Friday. Every day from 10 until noon, listen and bid on the great items up for auction that all benefit Grace and the local cancer patients it supports, as well as to local healthcare and research. The first items tomorrow from 10 to 10:30 include, from Bell Arts Studio, the Eagle, an 11 by 14 and a half by a half, natural oil finish, wall hanging that was hand-scrolled sawed from a piece of walnut. Pratt Funeral and Cremation donated 3 tickets to a Milwaukee Bucks regular season game with 20 games to pick from. The seats are in section 118, row 21. Team Cure Satyrs is giving you the choice of peach, apple, strawberry rhubarb, blueberry, mixed berry, pumpkin, pecan, coconut cream, banana cream, blueberry cream, cheese, and cream de menthe or lemon meringue pie. From Richland Center Parks and Recreation, it's your chance to purchase a family pool pass to Woodman Aquatic Center for the 2026 season and support Grace at the same time. And Inspired Innovations has donated a 60-minute massage, which includes stones and cupping. Tomorrow from 10:30 to 11, the segment includes Diane Nauticals Blueberry Cheesecake. Philback Family of Dealerships has donated 2 Wisconsin Badger football tickets with parking pass for the game scheduled on Thursday, August 28th at 8 against the Miami, Ohio Redhawks. The seats are on the 45-yard line. Electronics tickets will be sent to the winning bidder. Ron Bladel donated a woven wood reversible cutting board. Napa Auto and Truck Parts donated a Milwaukee Tool job site radio with 110 power cord. And J.J. Walsh Jewelers donated a 18-inch sterling silver necklace with pendant. The third segment on Monday or tomorrow from 11 to 11:30 will feature 10 nine-hole rounds of golf from Quail Run, 1 of 4 $25 gift certificates from Christie Sunnyside, a used Earthwise, the Clean Air Choice, 16 manual reel-style push mower, donated by Joanne Amell. Millie Theed's homemade 18-inch Raggedy Ann and Andy, a Heartland Christmas Trees Christmas package, which includes 1 Christmas tree from the lot and a 36-inch wreath and 25 feet of garland. The final segment tomorrow from 11:30 to noon includes 4 ultimate experience passes to the House on the Rock, a kayak from Dory Hardware, a 12x12 granite sports tile from Krause Monument, 2 dinner theater tickets for a December 7th noon show donated by the Baraboo Senior Citizens Organization, and an Oakwood Fruit Farm gift certificate for 3 dozen donuts. 2 big items will also be available to bid on for the full 2 hours. They are a load of 3/4-inch gravel delivered within 25 miles from Randy Olson Trucking, and Philback Family of Dealerships donated 4 Green Bay Packer football tickets, good for Sunday, October 12th, against the Cincinnati Bengals. The tickets are for row 52 in section 136, seats 21 through 24. Call WRCO to register and get a bidder number. Then just tune in to 100.9 to get into a bidding war for all for a good cause. Sauk County will host a free community event at Devil's Lake State Park on Tuesday from 10 to 4. The event is family-friendly, alcohol and drug-free, and is open to all Sauk County residents. It will be held on the south shore of Devil's Lake State Park in the White Oak Shelter. Activities are planned throughout the day, starting at 10, with an optional free yoga class on the beach or a guided hike. People helping people will provide brats for lunch, with sides donated by local businesses and community members. Musicians Alexander Gabriel and Cassandra White will perform live from 11:30 to 12:30. 2 people in recovery from substance use will then speak, sharing their stories of hope. Register for this free event at bit.ly/dayatdoubleslake2025. Registration helps organizers plan for food and is required by today to receive a free parking pass. For more information, contact Hannah Erdman at hannah.erdman@sauk county.wi.gov or call 608-963-8467. Scenic Bluffs Community Health Centers and Reedsburg Area Medical Center have announced a new partnership dedicated to increasing access to affordable, high-quality dental care in Reedsburg and surrounding communities. Through the support of Don and Barbara Carrig and RAMC, renovations are now underway on a dental clinic that will be operated by Scenic Bluffs, slated for opening this fall. The new dental clinic will be located in RAMC's Professional Services Building, the former Physicians Group Clinic in Reedsburg. This effort reflects both organizations committed to eliminating barriers to oral health care and strengthening the region's access to essential services. Scenic Bluffs Reedsburg Dental Clinic will provide preventative and restorative services, including cleanings, exams, fillings, extractions, and more. Same-day appointments will be available on a limited basis to support patients experiencing dental pain. The clinic will be open Monday through Friday, providing comprehensive dental care to individuals and families of all ages. Scenic Bluffs accepts most private insurance plans, Wisconsin Medicaid, Medicare, and serves patients without insurance. Scenic Bluffs also offers a sliding free discount program called the Healthy Neighbor Plan, which adjusts fees based on income and household size for those who qualify. And UW Health is touting the success of its new mobile app. The app includes urgent care and emergency department locations, current wait times at each location, and preferred navigation for users to visit their chosen location. Since launching in September of last year, the app has surpassed 15,000 downloads. UW Health says almost 5,000 people downloaded the app last month alone. Other features getting added to the app throughout the rest of the year include a place for prescription refills and access to care options like virtual care. WRCO News Time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions. plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Today is Sunday, July 27th. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home following a 5-year battle with congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at noon, with a rosary to be prayed at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Parish Council of Catholic Women at St. Mary's, Walk with Grace, or a charity of one's choice. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military gravesite rites will be conducted by the Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post No. 13. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River, died Thursday. The family will be holding a private service at a later time. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Shaylin and Coy Isaacson had a daughter, Rory Ray.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO with an update on weather. We're going to continue to have hot and humid conditions sticking around as we head into later tonight. Increasing clouds with showers and storms are expected to be moving in after midnight, and then we're looking at patchy fog possible as well. Some pockets of heavy rain can be expected. We're looking at lows dropping to just the low 70s. Winds are going to be on the calm side. For our Monday, we're going to have a few leftover showers possible around daybreak. Then we're looking at partly cloudy skies. It's going to be hot and very humid. Heat index is expected to get just around 100 degrees. Looking at temperatures getting into the low to mid 90s. Winds from the southwest and then shifting coming from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday night, an increase in clouds and, once again, on the humid side, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the overnight hours. Some heavy rain is possible. Lows will be dropping into the upper 60s to low 70s. Winds will be on the calm side. For our Tuesday, slightly cooler temperatures but still humid, and scattered showers and storms are expected all day. Highs are going to be in the mid-80s. winds are going to be coming in variable directions around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, we're looking at cooler temperatures and a 50% chance of morning showers. Highs are actually going to be in the mid-70s. Heading into Thursday, a few clouds and then more pleasant conditions can be expected. Highs are going to be hitting the mid-70s once again. As we round out the end of the week into Friday, we're looking at continued sunshine, pleasant conditions with lower levels of humidity. It's actually going to be very dry. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 70s. And then kicking off next weekend, Saturday, we're still looking at a few clouds, but still on the dry side. It's going to be very pleasant end to the month into August. We're looking at highs in the mid to upper 70s once again. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 92 degrees with a heat index of 103 after a high today, which 92 is our high also today. And we did reach a heat index of 104 at around 4:30 this afternoon. Also, today's morning low was 67. Yesterday's high was 89 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1955 is 100 degrees with a record low of 42 that was set back in 1962. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 63. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:29 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:47. Winds are out of the north-northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.06 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, well, actually our temperature is now currently 91 degrees with a heat index of 101.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Katie Bedward. Let's work together to make sure your finances meet your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call us to schedule an appointment at 647-8889. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Home talent baseball in a...
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Arena hosted Hollandale in the first round of the Home Talent Sunday League Baseball Playoffs. With more, here's Phil Nee.
Home Talent Baseball in Arena won by the Arena Aces. The final score was 8-1 over the Hollandale Rockies visiting to Arena. And Arena, with a total of 13 hits and an 8-1 victory, they were led in pitching by Nate Jennings, who gets the win. Eli Alt came out in relief, worked the 6th, 7th, and 9th innings. Daniel Yonke pitched the 8th inning for Arena. And between them, they allowed only a total of 5 Hollandale hits on the day. Eli Alda, the top of the Arena order, was on four times, had a couple of hits, had a triple for two RBI in the seventh. Two RBI for Zach Cady as well. Nate Jennings, the winning pitcher, with a couple of base hits as well. Alan Spurley had a key hit with an RBI single, a couple of hits, two for five in the game. And Trey Schulte, with a couple of hits and a walk, scored twice for Arena in that number seven spot. The loss goes to Chandler Ames for Hollandale. He also had relief work from Aiden Fishnick behind him and Ethan James as well. Leading hitter for Hollandale, two for four for Chase Ignatius as Hollandale sees its Sunday league season end here in Arena. And for the Arena Aces, they're moving on to play this next Sunday, and they'll be at Blanchardville after Blanchardville defeated Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 5-4 in another home talent section game today. Once again, the final score in Arena, it's the Arena Aces picking up an 8-1 win over the Hollandale Rockies. For WRCO Sports and Home Talent Baseball, I'm Phil Mee.
Thanks, Phil. And elsewhere in Home Talent League playoff action, as you heard Phil mention, Arena's next opponent, Blanchardville, beat Pine Bluff Mount Horeb today by a score of 5-4. Also, Verona beat Wyota by a score of 4-3 in the Western section. And so that means Verona will be hosting Belleville, who beat Schulzberg-Benton today by a score of 11-4. And in the Northern section playoffs, we only have one score to pass along, and that's Reedsburg beating Mazomani by a score of 11-7. Blake Perkins singled home the winning run in the ninth inning as the Milwaukee Brewers rallied past the Miami Marlins 3-2 today, which is heard earlier today. The broadcast of that game was heard earlier today on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The Brewers erased a 2-1 deficit by scoring in each of the final two innings to avoid the sweep. The Brewers have been swept just once in their opening series of the season at Yankee Stadium. Eric Haas hit a one-out bloop single to center off Kate Gibson in the ninth and advanced to third on Bryce Tarang's broken bat double down left field line. Gibson intentionally walked Jackson Churio to load the bases, and Perkins then singled home Haas. So starting tomorrow, the Brewers will take on the Chicago Cubs in a three-game series, and both teams are tied for first place in the Central Division. And tomorrow's game will be first pitch at 6:40 and with a pregame at 6:05. And the Cubs and Brewers are tied because today the Cubs did beat the White Sox 5-4. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Yankees beat the Phillies 4-3. It was the Pirates shutting out the Diamondbacks 6-0. The Orioles beat the Rockies 5-1. The Red Sox defeated the Dodgers 4-3. It was the Tigers over the Blue Jays 10-4. The Reds beat the Rays 2-1. It was the Athletics over the Astros by a score of 7-1. The Royals defeated the Guardians 4-1. And the Nationals beat the Twins 7-2. And the Padres beat the Cardinals 9-2. And it was the Rangers over the Braves by a score of 8-1. And tonight in Sunday Night Baseball, it'll be the Mets at the Giants. Javier Assad thinks he can help the Chicago Cubs in the last part of the season. So does manager Craig Counsell. Assad is slated to make a rehab start for AAA Iowa on Wednesday. The right-hander is coming back from a troublesome left oblique injury. Assad, who turns 28 on Wednesday, got hurt during spring training. He re-aggravated the injury during a rehab start with Iowa in April. He tossed three scoreless innings in a rehab appearance in the Arizona Complex League on Thursday. The Minnesota Twins say all-star center fielder Byron Buxton is day-to-day with cartilage irritation in his rib cage. Buxton was pulled from yesterday's game against Washington after he experienced discomfort in his side while running. An MRI performed today confirmed the diagnosis of irritated cartilage. Manager Rocco Baldelli says of the MRI, it's a good outcome. The 31-year-old Buxton is hitting 282 with 23 home runs and an OPS of 905. Los Angeles Dodgers two-way star Shohei Ohtani is expected to start on the mound on Wednesday as he continues his buildup from elbow surgery that kept him from pitching all last season. Manager Dave Roberts said today before the series finale in Boston that the plan is for Ohtani to work four innings at Cincinnati with an off day to recover before hitting in a game. With Ohtani working his way back along with left-hander Blake Snell, who pitched four and two-thirds innings yesterday in his fourth rehab start for AAA Oklahoma City, the Dodgers will be using a six-man rotation. New York Yankees captain Aaron Judge went on the injured list with a flexor strain in his right elbow, but a scan showed no damage to the ulnar collateral ligament of the two-time AL MVP. Judge was sent for an MRI yesterday and missed just his second game this season, a 9-4 loss to Philadelphia. He had a platelet-rich plasma injection and was put on the injured list today. He hopes to return to action in 10 days to 2 weeks, initially as a designated hitter. Judge's roster spot was taken by Amed Rosario, an infielder and outfielder acquired from Washington yesterday evening. Washington Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin reported to training camp today following a four-day holdout. However, the 2024 second-team All-Pro and the team have yet to resolve a contract dispute. McLaurin is entering the final year of a three-year extension signed in 2022, but has been seeking a new contract. Despite the limbo status, fans are thrilled when McLaurin walked onto the field following practice, chanting, "Terry, Terry." McLaurin spent roughly 30 minutes signing autographs and taking photos before speaking with reporters. He said it's been tough to watch his teammates practice and acknowledged he is dealing with the business side of football. England beat Spain in a penalty shootout after a 1-1 draw to win a thrilling Women's European Championship final today. Chloe Kelly lashed in her spot kick after goalkeeper Hannah Hampton made two saves to lift England to a 3-1 win. In the shootout. It's the second straight Women's Euros final decided by Kelly scoring. The game was tied 1-1 after extra time and the regulation 90 minutes. England leveled the score in the 57th on Alyssa Russo's header from a cross by Chloe Kelly after Mariana Caldente had given Spain the lead in the 25th, finishing on a Battle's cross. And for Summer McIntosh of Canada, it's one gold medal won at the Swimming World Championships with four to go. McIntosh is aiming to win five gold medals in individual events at the Worlds, and the first one came today in the 400-meter freestyle on the first of 8 days in the pool in Singapore. Only legendary American Michael Phelps has ever won five individual medals at the Worlds. McIntosh won but did not break her own world record, winning in 3 minutes, 56.26 seconds. Li Bing of China took silver in three minutes, 58.21 seconds, with a bronze for American Katie Ledecky in 3:58.49. This report has been sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like and sometimes it's like.
Do you have a dash light on?
Oh yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the.
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary. Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way. WRCO 2025 Radio Auction for Grace will be held July 28th through August 1st. Again, this year we have many items generously donated by area merchants, individuals, and teams, and we'll be giving you the opportunity to bid on those from 10 until noon each day, Monday through Friday, July 28th through August 1st. But you need a bidder number. So call us between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. at 608-647-2111. And we'll get your information and get you that bidder number so you can help out. All of the money will go to Grace from every item that is sold. From this year's Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Grace Radio Auction, coming up Monday through Friday, July 28th through the 1st of August on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
If your kid turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart. Oh, I love you anyway. like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heartbreak. Oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heartbreak. Oh, I love you.
Disturb goes without saying. I'm just saying, if I'm just a week into you, girl, I'm so holiday into you. Do you, do you, do you wanna
trash my heart like a hotel room? Use my love like you're passing through.
Let that TV drop out the window, make them wonder what you're doing to me next door.
Trash my heart like a hotel room. Steal my kisses like continental breakfast. Room service, outrageous. Lipstick on a pillowcases. Up all night, like we in Vegas. Housekeeping, they gon' hate us, but I won't hate it if I'm just a weekend to you. Girl, I'm so holiday into you. Do you, do you, do you wanna change my heart like a hotel room? Use my love like you're passing through. Let that TV drop out the window. Make them wonder what you're doing to me next door. Change my heart like a hotel room. Steal my kisses like it's free shampoo. Don't be careful with me, baby, just get reckless. Yeah, you can't even leave before the continental breakfast. If I'm just a week into ya, girl, I'm so holiday into ya. Do ya wanna trash my heart like a hotel room? Continental breakfast.
That was Walker Hayes from 2020 with Trash My Heart. And time is 5:46. And mostly sunny, 90 degrees now, according to the Wurtz Floor and Home Thermometer. So it's dropped down a couple of degrees from our daytime high. And our heat index, though, is still around the 101-degree mark. So it's still hot out there. And a reminder, we do have that heat advisory for the WRCO listening area from noon until 8 p.m. tomorrow. So be aware of that and be ready and be alert on that. And I also wanted to let you know from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, we had a call that there was a husky running around on Dan's Road. That's D-A-N-Z Road. The dog seemed to look like it was lost. This was called earlier this afternoon, so the dog may not be there, but if you are missing a husky, you can go ahead up in that area, and hopefully you can locate the dog and hopefully bring him home and keep him cool. So that's where that dog was found up there, so we wanted to pass along that information. Also from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found on July 25th, a thermal printer, and it was found on County Trunk X outside of Five Points. Give a call to 608-604-5243 if you feel that this is your printer. And as I mentioned, we do have that heat advisory. So with those high temperatures, there are three cooling places that I'm going to pass along information about that where you can keep cool in the event that you need to. First of all, the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center will be open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, and they are open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every Monday through Thursday, and then Fridays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, the Woodman Community Senior Center in Richland Center will serve as a cooling location during normal business hours, which are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Also, the Village of Viola office is open during normal business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and can make their senior dining site available during that time. So three locations that you're aware of just in case your air conditioner goes out. If you don't have one, if you feel you are too hot, be safe to go to one of those places. And some more information that I want to pass along to you. There is a couple Red Cross blood drives going on tomorrow. One is from 1 to 2 at the American Legion Post 115 in Elroy, and the other blood drive will be held from 11:30 to 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. Appointments are preferred for these blood drives, so you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org for both appointments to make an appointment and set up to give the gift of life going on tomorrow.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
It's time for the Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale, happening Thursday, July 31st through Saturday, August 2nd at your local Ace stores in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Buy a 5-gallon bucket for just $5 and get 20% off almost anything you can fit inside. Plus, enjoy 10% off appliances and power tools during the incredible 3-day event. Don't miss the savings, the fun, and the chance to support a great cause. Only at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey, call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast that I didn't even bother getting out of the shower. And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me.
Attention, Richland Center.
A Walk with Grace fundraiser alert. Team Booney Tunes is looking for businesses or homeowners who would like the Grace guitars displayed at their location for 1 week for a donation of any amount. Only in Richland Center, please. Call Jim, the Grace Guitar Man, at 608-647-4497 for more information.
Well, whiskey got me up and down and stumbling around. I got it from the well, don't need the top shelf. Yeah, you can call me
Was Kelly and Sarah with Well Whiskey right here in Country and Community, WRCO. Our time is 5:56, mostly sunny skies, temperature 90 degrees with a heat index of 99. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up and make room for Old Country right here on WRCO 100.9. That's going to be on from 6 until midnight, and you can also listen online at WRCO.com or on the go with your Civic Media app. As for me, I will be back again tomorrow. I will be on with the sports at 5:20, and then following the Ag Report, I'll have some music up until the 8 o'clock hour, so be sure to stay tuned then. And also tomorrow morning, well, first of all, after Old Country after midnight, we, with your host Bo Hinrichs, we will be bringing you some great music during the overnight hours as well. And tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, he may need his walker to do it, but Mr. Phil D will be turning on the light in the milk house. That'll be starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Phil will be bringing you some great entertainment. And don't forget about our Graced radio auction. That's on from 10 until 12 tomorrow. So be sure to call in and bid on whatever you want to. And we do have the listing of the items on our Facebook page, the WRCO Radio Facebook page. And a great song to take us up to Old Country, a classic song by Mr. Mel McDaniel. Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please stay safe and stay cool.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street, by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her.
till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
WRCO.